Second down and 8. Smith and Brown out to the far side. Smith in the slot. Wing to the near side of the field. Stole. The wing goes in motion to the opposite side. Shotgun. Hurts. Looks. He is rolling. He's looking. He's pumping. He is going deep downfield. And it is caught. Devontae Smith. Touchdown. The bomb.
Yeah, you get it to Devontae Smith anywhere in his vicinity. And this is what he does.
What a catch, what a throw, what a call. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Eagles 37, Bengals 17. A 5-2 football team with the Jaguars headed to Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon. Let's go to the guy who had the calls yesterday right here on WIP. First time the Eagles win in Cincinnati. Merrill Reese on the call. Merrill, how are you today?
I am well, Joe. It was a glorious day in Cincinnati. The weather was beautiful. The stadium was great. The place rocked, and the Eagles just absolutely played a great game.
Merrill, they did. And let's start with the quarterback because, you know, a lot of conversation about how he'd been playing this year. First month of the season, too many turnovers. Last few weeks, he was better, you know, more efficient, less turnovers, but it didn't feel like it was crisp. Yesterday, Merrill, was Jalen's best game of the season. What did you think, and what did you make of watching the way he played yesterday?
Well, he was outstanding, really. I've been a Jalen Hurts fan. You know I haven't wavered on that. I just think that he's a great young football player, and people forget that he's only 26 years old. That's all he is. He's got years ahead of him, and quarterbacks continue to develop and evolve, but he's got everything you want. Yesterday, he just put it all together. He hasn't had a turnover now in 3 weeks, and he's distributing the ball well. And then there were people last year who were questioning, has he lost his speed? You've heard that theory brought up. And you saw him yesterday in that quarterback draw, racing for 16 yards, and then turned the corner and beat out everybody to the end zone from 7 yards out. He's got it all back together, and that is reassuring.
Three rushing touchdowns. And then, Merrill, an extra element yesterday we hadn't seen much this season was him throwing over the middle. It just felt like yesterday he looked more comfortable. You know he can make the throws. We know he could get into the end zone rushing. He's got a million rushing touchdowns. But, Merrill, so far this year, maybe it's just the new offense with Kellen Moore. It didn't feel like he was comfortable play to play. I thought yesterday he really was throwing over the middle, decisive, good pocket presence. It felt like yesterday it kind of clicked this new offense for him.
Well, it did. But, you know, it doesn't. We talk about this all the time. The fact that there is no live action at training camp, they don't tackle to the ground, the regulars don't play one snap for the most part in the preseason. I've always thought of these September games as what the preseason games used to be. It's a learning experience. They go through a lot. And then when you get into October, things start to settle. And here are the Eagles now with 3 straight wins, and they are really reaching their stride. So I think it's a matter of being a little bit patient early in the season. I mean, look at the Vikings. The Vikings got off to the great start, and then they lost quickly 2 in a row. So you've got to be close to November before you really know who's who in this league.
Yeah, and hopefully we're finding out this is the Eagles. 3 wins in a row here to move to 5-2. Merrill, let's talk about that defense. Talk about patience. Well, that first month was really choppy. I mean, they had one really nice game in New Orleans, but the other games, there was a lot to be concerned about. It just didn't look right. Big plays against the Packers, the final drive against the Falcons. They really didn't play well against Tampa. But Merrill, yesterday against a good quarterback, they, after that first drive, I mean, they really shut the Bengals down. I think they scored 10 more points on their next 8 drives. What a day by the defense, Merrill.
Well, it's great, but the other thing is, Joe, we're watching young players evolve. People like, we're watching Cooper DeJean now, who's only been out there a few weeks, making a key play like that stop on Jamar Chase. It's Quinyon Mitchell. Play after play, he makes big plays. Eventually, he's going to have an interception. A guy who's been around for a couple of years with injuries, but Nakobe Dean is making his presence felt. And Nolan Smith, who people wondered when he's going to step up, he's making big plays each game. And, of course, Zach Bond, who's a free agent, came over, and he continues to play well. So these are names that we're not used to seeing make impactful plays, and they're really coming through.
They are. Merrill Reese joining us here. Merrill Monday, a victory Monday here. The Eagles win 37-17. Merrill, you mentioned those impactful plays. Well, a couple of those were turnovers. We haven't had one of those games around here in a long time where the Eagles defense forced multiple turnovers. And it was three straight defensive drives, Merrill. You have the tipped pass by Rodgers to go into CJGJ's arms. Before that, it was Cooper DeJean with the play on the fourth down against Jamar Chase. Then it ends with the Zach Bond punch out. That, it feels like it's been a long time since you called, you know, two or three straight possessions that ended in a turnover by the Eagles defense.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the other thing is, if you look at the playoff teams each year, there are two categories where they really, really shine. One is third down conversions, and the other is turnover differential. And the Eagles have been minus six for several weeks. And yesterday, once again, they did not turn the football over. And number two, once again, they finally took two balls away. As you pointed out, they had the interception, and they had the fumble recovery. And if they continue to do well in that area, they're going to be going in the right direction.
They are. 5-2 right now with the Jaguars coming in Sunday. Merrill, we appreciate a few minutes here. Have a great week. It's always a great week when the Eagles win, and we got a 5-2 football team. Thank you, Merrill.
Thanks, Joe. Hi, Hugh. Have a great day.
Hey, Merrill. I just, you know, I like to let you and Joe cook, so I just...
That's okay. It's always good to hear from you, too.
They're good to hear from you, too, man.
Take care, Merrill. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes. Merrill's
feeling good about
of
today.
Of course. He's got
that
a pep
was a good
in his
win.
Step.
Yeah, today, yesterday was a good win, man.
You win by 20 points on the road against Joe Burrow. You had a heck of a day. I mean, that is a heck of a day. You got any plans over there for your betting situation?
No, listen. I got people chiming in. Somebody just called me a coward. Don't be a coward. Let it ride.
Well, like,
and people are telling me how to hedge it.
Well,
like
you bet $2. You don't need the hedge.
But again, it's scaled. The $2 for Hugh is a lot for us.
Why y'all mad at me? Because I only bet $2.
We're not mad at you.
I am. As a bettor.
No, that's the first thing you said when I walked in this morning.
Because as a bettor, when you have an 8-leg parlay actually hit, you're supposed to, like, we want you to have a big return. And when you're saying
that is a big return. 20, 30 bucks?
Come on, man.
That's not 30.
That's a whole winter coat for you.
Wait a minute, hold up. That is a big return. $2
to win 30.
Gets me 30.
It's a 15-1. Yeah, that's a great parlay.
That's a great return for me.
But if you just put 5 or 10 on it, we're becoming a little bit more juice to this whole conversation.
No, but I'm saying $5 too rich for my blood.
I told Hugh on the break, there is a way to hedge without cashing out. He takes the money line on the other side. He's guaranteed to win either way.
There's no point in hedging a $2 bet risk.
But he wants to. But you sometimes you want to
win.
Hold on, as a bettor, Kyle. Sometimes after a slump, you need a win.
Sure,
you
but
need
Hugh's
to look
not
at
in
that.
A slump. Hugh's on fire.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying. But I think for his psyche, that seeing that winning bet slip.
Who cares about his psyche?
I do.
We want money.
Well, but money comes with it. Because they go hand in hand. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We'll help you out. 215-592-9494. The reaction to yesterday. Are you all the way back in on the Eagles? Chuck in Mount Airy. Midday show callers up. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio
here? What's going on, man?
Hey, Chuck.
A glorious day, glorious Monday. I haven't felt this way after a win in a very long time. Very long time. I'm very proud of this team, where they are going, where they come from. And I'm back in. I'm all the way back in. Yes, absolutely. It only takes a little bit for me to jump back in. You know that. But I just want to say this, right? Shout out to Jalen Hurts and shout out to Nick Sirianni. You know, everybody says, you know, what's the tune, right? The praise needs to be louder than the criticism, right? So, I'm going to give those guys their flowers. You know, Nick had his team ready to go on the road, and Jaden looked like he's finally getting his offense. You know, I don't know what it is. It's some maybe click, you know, but it looked like he's finally getting, you know, the concept of his offense. He looked comfortable in it. You know, just to drop back and just pass the ball, knew where he was going with the football. I'm happy to see that. The young guys on defense, I'm happy to see those guys step up. Cooper, DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. Isaiah Rodgers, I would love to see more of him out there. You know, I knew Slade's hurt, no wood injury on nobody, but I like those young cats, man, those young Thundercats, as you like to see. I like to see those guys get some play, man. They're out there balling. Vic Fangio's imprint is starting to be on this team. His defense seems like they're starting to get it. If Howie could just get us a pass rusher, a bona fide pass rusher to go along with this defense, I tell you, the defense by the end of the year could be a solid top three defense.
We got some pass rushers.
Yeah, but he means a real pass rusher.
We got one.
We got who? Nolan Smith?
Bryce Huff.
Hey,
dog.
I mean, come on.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Listen, the boy can play.
He can play.
He can,
when?
He can, he can, he, He needs to figure it out. Yeah, he can do it.
Yeah, but hold on. But to Chuck's point, we might be raising the stakes here. If they beat the Jaguars Sunday, we're 6-2 before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how do we beat the Lions and get to the Super Bowl. So, like, I want a pass rusher.
They're starting to come into their own, man. They'll be fine. Sacks come in bunches, man.
It was kind of like the trade deadline. You know, Dave Dombrowski didn't make a move at the trade deadline. You see what the Phillies
I mean,
like,
this is something totally different.
No,
though.
I think Chuck's on to something there. We don't want to go to January and then Bryce Huff is our Trey Turner.
No, I'm
and
saying,
we say, oh,
I'm
come
trying
on.
To tell you, I'm watching it. They have some tools there. They just need to coach these young men up. I'm telling you, I'm looking at them. I'm looking at them right now as we're talking.
For the life, listen, Max Crosby, Miles Garrett, and then you got Bryce Huff. You know what I mean? It's a different level. But I'm just saying.
I'm not about to try to argue that. That's not a hill I'm willing to die on.
For the life of me, guys, I'm happy with the tush-push. But come on, man. Saquon, he could be retiring as an Eagle. And he'll retire as an Eagle.
Saquon going to retire. That's a done deal, man. Saquon retiring as an Eagle, man. If he only played here 1 year, he going to retire as an Eagle. Yeah,
give him some touchdowns.
Jalen messed up my parlay.
Well, listen, Chuck, if we want the guy to win offensive player of the year, you're right about that, Chuck. He needs to get some touchdowns. Chuck, good phone call.
Messed up my parlay.
Yeah, man. I mean, but don't you know by now Jalen's going to take the touchdowns? We've got a large
touchdown vulture.
He is. We got a large body evidence. This is how they score, you know, within the 10-yard line. 215-592-9494. I think Chuck brought up something that's going to be a big story between now and next Tuesday. The trade deadline is next Tuesday. You know, if they continue this, right, and they go win and beat the Jaguars, which they should on Sunday, the ante is raised here, Hugh Douglas. The ante has changed. The objective has changed. So this whole thing about, well, we're just growing here. No.
I mean, listen.
The objective just, the whole thing changes.
I'm not about to be that fool and sit here and say if there's an opportunity to go get Myles Garrett, don't go get him. That is not what I'm saying.
You're not that foolish.
I'm not that crazy. But if I would be okay with if they kept it the way it's going. I'm watching this film, and I wish this is one time I wish they were listening to the station, because the tackles are playing them so wide now that if one of them, as fast as they are, just threaten to go up the field and come underneath, they'll get a sack.
Well, I would argue maybe they are listening to the station. They've been under center 21 times yesterday. They start running the football. It sounds like a WIP offense to me. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the film, on the other side, Big Hugh's going to break down the Big Hugh breakdown of the two biggest defensive plays of the game yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles. Isaiah Rodgers, Cooper DeJean, what did he say? What did he see on game-changing plays? That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Along with your phone calls here.